It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring you the latest music and interviews from the bands that make Jersey rock. Powered by House of Independence and Asbury Park. Check them out on the concert calendar at WRAT.com. Coming up, the latest from Mama Drama. Who on Earth and It Could End Tomorrow make their Jersey Rock debuts. And we check in with Jimmy Franklin of Big Tom and the Guns. Their annual Thanksgiving Eve tradition continues this year at the Chubby Pickle. Don't miss them on Wednesday, November 23rd in Highlands. But first, we'll kick things off with the latest from Spider Rockets. The video for this track is up on YouTube now. Learn more at SpiderRockets.com. And here's their latest, It's Casual Violence, a 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Bring around.
debut of Who on Earth? That's Black Swan, a 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock podcast. You can catch them in action November 26th at the Starland Ballroom in Sayreville, opening for Zebra. Learn more at whoonearththeband.com. Joining us over the phone is Jimmy Franklin of Big Tom and the Guns. Their annual Thanksgiving tradition continues the night before Thanksgiving, November 23rd, over at the Chubby Pickle and Islands. Jimmy, thanks for calling in.
It sounds so good to hear you say that again.
It's like clockwork, man. Every year it comes around, except when there's a pandemic lockdown. But you guys are back once again at your new home, the Chubby Pickle. What can people expect on the night before Thanksgiving?
The night before Thanksgiving, Tom, is one of the most notorious nights of the year. And I found out that a lot of people don't actually know, like in other states, they don't realize, or they just are not informed that we have this tradition. It's pretty much like it's all over the place, but it's very, very much like a Northeastern thing. So when I tell them about it, it just like it blows their mind. And we like to think that however crazy a Thanksgiving Eve is for you in this part of the country, in New Jersey, in Atlantic Highlands, we like to think that we could make it even better. You know what I mean? Like, we always try and just make it more insane for you. Every single time, we're going to have the glitter. We're going to have the toilet paper. We are going to have everything.
Well, I'll say, I don't know if the Chubby Pickle knew what hit him last year, because, you know, you guys did it for years at the Brighton Bar, which, you know, sadly is no longer with us. You found a new home. You brought an army of fans to go see that show, but there were other people that were just there for the Thanksgiving Eve tradition of being out at a bar before Thanksgiving, and they were blown away. I'm not sure they knew what to expect. Hopefully this year everyone will know what to expect, because it was an epic show last year.
Yeah, man, it really ended up. I got to tell you, you're right. The Brighton was our home for a long time, and we miss it very much. But the fact that the Chubby Pickle brought us in with open arms and gave us, you know, the green light to do what we do is unbelievable. And the fact that they did it goes to show you how much fun it is. They wouldn't do it if it wasn't a great time.
Well, they're a great venue. They're one of the up and coming places on the Jersey rock scene. I've been seeing more and more great bands playing there, and they knew what they were getting, when they called you guys in, and it was just an awesome time. We were totally stoked. Are tickets available in advance at the door? How do people get into this show?
Oh my God, Tom, that's the best part. Once again, for the second year in a row, this is going to be a free show.
See, that takes it up several notches, because,
I know, right?
in years past, people had to see you. They had to buy a ticket. The show would sell out. This, it's going to be a sellout in the sense that if you don't get there before a certain time, you're probably not going to get into the building. What time would you recommend people get there to see Big Time and the Guns?
That is a wonderful question, Tom. I got to tell you, the earlier the better. Come on in, sit down, have a drink, get some food, because their food is awesome there. And I think if the earlier the better. That's
get there at 4 p.m., 4 o'clock on Wednesday, November 23rd. Sit down. Chubby Pickle's got a great kitchen, and it's going to be a great time. What is the best way to keep an eye on everything that Big Tom and the Guns are doing?
You can definitely go check out the Facebook, which, go figure, we're the only Big Tom and the Guns. But if you want play-by-play, you could follow us on Instagram, and you will see new stories all the time, us rehearsing, us getting ready for this night.
And it's going to be a night of spandex, a night of amazing killer covers, dancing on the bar, a toilet paper cannon, and all that, plus original tunes like the one we're going to rock. Tell us about Loaded Gun.
The legend of Loaded Gun, right? The funny thing is that when we wrote Loaded Gun, it was for one of our first times ever selling out a venue. We were told that we couldn't headline a show because they wanted a band that would actually draw people. And to that, we responded with Game On. And when that happened, we said, fine, this is going to be our music video release show. And then we were like, crap, we need to write a song and make a video for it really quick. And we did. We put this whole thing together, and it was just, it was, at the time, honestly, like, it was kind of a statement of the people that we were playing with, like, types of bands that we were playing with at the time, that we wanted to show them that we could do this too, and we did it, and we're still doing it, and people sing it back to us every time we play it, and it's become this, like, rebellious rock and roll anthem of Oh, I just love it. I just love it.
Jimmy Franklin of Big Tom and the Guns. Do not miss them at the Chubby Pickle for a Thanksgiving Eve tradition. Wednesday, November 23rd. Admission is free. Get there early. Jimmy, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much for having us, man. Big Tom and the Guns is back this year.
Hell yeah. And right now, let's rock that track. It's Big Tom and the Guns with Loaded Gun on 95.9 The Rats, Jersey Rock Pod.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thank you.
latest drama drama, that's Easy Target on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. It's available now on all streaming platforms. Learn more at mamadramaband.com. And we'll close out the show with the Jersey Rock debut of It Could End Tomorrow. Their latest album, The Landing, is available now. This is Behold the Android on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Rock debut of It Could End Tomorrow. That's Behold the Android, a 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock podcast. Check them out on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube. They're also on Facebook at It Could End Tomorrow NJ, and they're on Instagram. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat and have it delivered straight to your email. Club Rat is free to join. Tune to Jersey Rock at 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30. To your Garden State town, rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on any of the Jersey Rock platforms, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay strong. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.